Homemade pickles, crunchy, sharp, and spicy. Only days ahead of Iran's New Year, this is how Zahra Sadat Razavi provides for her family. And she says things are looking up now that she has the opportunity to sell what she prepares at home.
Now that I'm selling these pickles, I'm not only able to make money, but I've also made a name for myself. People are now asking for my pickles.
The basement of Jaber Mosque downtown Tehran has been converted into a market for breadwinner moms like Zahra Sadat.
We're trying to help them make a living so they won't have to rely on anyone, not even a charity organization.
The idea originates from Iran's largest charity organization, the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation, supporting nearly 2 million families in need, while keeping in mind that they should be devising policies to help those families be on their own. Since it was founded 35 years ago, the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation has been offering services in 35 different categories to low-income families.
One of the most important steps that we have taken is holding national event in order to collect donations for the families that we support. It's nice to see how many people participate and the fact that they trust us in something that we cherish and we are proud of.
What the IKRF is most famous for is ceremonies like this one, dubbed Celebrating Beneficence. 3 whole days dedicated to collecting donations across the country.
We try to provide employment opportunities for the families we support in Iran, and as it turns out, this has become a very popular move even in our international offices. As you know, we have offices in Africa as well as regional countries, and providing such opportunities have been quite welcome in those countries as well.
One of the biggest international offices are in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, where the foundation has not only been providing food and healthcare services for thousands of people in more than 10 camps, but has also distributed sewing machines to the women in order to create employment opportunities. So as far as Iranians are concerned, what goes inside these blue charity boxes can go a very long way.
And by donating to foundations like this, you know that you're not just helping those in need, but you're also teaching them how to fish. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.